Passage 2. People who want to become lawyers traditionally attend 3 years of law school. Like medical students, many law students are deeply in debt by the time they finish their Juris Doctor or JD degree. Those who take out loans borrow an average of around $125,000 to attend a private school. The average for public law schools is about $75,000. Almost all graduates must pass a bar examination to get a license to practice law. This is a professional test administered by states. New York University Law School professor Samuel Estreicher has written a paper about bar exam requirements. Professor Estreicher suggests that more students should be allowed to take the bar exam after 2 years of law school. He notes that this was more common in the past. He also suggests a more professional instead of a more academic program of study. Learning more about professional skills, he says, would better prepare a lawyer to serve the needs of average Americans. Some schools offer a 2-year program in addition to 3-year traditional courses of study. Northwestern University School of Law in Chicago became the country's first top law school to add an accelerated program. That was in 2009. Northwestern has the same requirements for accelerated students as for 3-year students. They must learn the same material and pay the same price as students in the traditional program. Some lawyers argue against 2-year programs. They question whether many law firms would want to hire lawyers without that third year of law school.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What situation may the most law students be in after graduation? Question 20. Who administers the bar exam? Question 21. What suggestions does Professor Estreicher make? Question 22. What kind of program does Northwestern University School of Law provide?